AI News by Conjero.
Morning. Headline first. Dev teams now treat AI as table stakes, which sounds like progress, but it amplifies a stubborn gap. We feel productivity gains more than we can actually measure them. That measurement problem matters because it shapes hiring, tooling, and whether you justify budget or blind spot risk.
Exactly. The challenge isn't enthusiasm, it's causality. Telemetry, selection effects, and changing workflows confound A/B windows. You need instrumented experiments, feature-flagged rollouts, and realistic baselines. Otherwise, anecdote becomes policy.
Switching gears to enterprise learning, sticker price is the start, not the finish. AI-enabled LMS quotes hide definitions. Who counts as an active learner? Whether inference spikes are billed, and how version upgrades change costs. Procurement has to translate quotes into real usage scenarios.
Right. And the devil's in billing rules. Monthly active user clocks, peak concurrency ceilings, API egress fees, storage for generated content, and per seat versus per tenant metrics. Miss one of those and your TCO model is wrong by orders of magnitude.
Speaking of orders of magnitude, that reported $500 million Claude bill is a warning. Uncapped flat rate enterprise licenses break when scale hits an uncontrolled endpoint, and no contract language or governance treats that as inevitable until it's too late.
There are practical fixes. Enforce caps, tag and chargeback usage to teams, set hard API quotas, and put named cost owners in the loop. Contracts should include escalation rules and automated alerts before a runaway month occurs.
On infrastructure, Grok's moving to raise roughly $650 million to build a chip-first inference cloud after that big NVIDIA arrangement. It's a hardware-led bet to control latency and cost at scale. Bold, but costly and timing-sensitive.
Hardware alone won't win it. You need a software stack, orchestration, developer ergonomics, and marketplace partnerships. If Grok nails the total developer experience and predictable pricing, they have a niche. If not, it's an expensive experiment.
Google's Gemini Omni demos point to a new posture, not just model outputs, but multimodal workflows that edit video via conversation and run agentic tasks. The demos felt like a step change in UI to capabilities.
Demos are exciting, but production readiness is another axis. Latency, reproducibility, safety guardrails, and handoffs to human review matter. Shipping a demo into a live workflow without hardened tool chains invites costly mistakes.
On security, Google's Cloud CISO blueprint reframes AI risk as an architecture problem. It pairs internal workflows with commercial AI and anchors around FedRAMP-ready tools like Gemini for Government, practical guidance for public sector operators.
For agencies, that means mapping data flows, defining trust boundaries, and baking in auditability. The blueprint helps, but teams must weigh vendor lock-in, continuous compliance, and whether a commercial model matches a mission's threat profile.
There's a through line here. Measurement failures affect pricing and governance, which in turn shape infrastructure bets and security postures. When nobody owns the measurement and the economics, growth multiplies both opportunity and exposure.
And the hardware and platform plays only deliver if procurement, cost accounting, and CISO processes are aligned. New chips or demos don't reduce risk. They change its shape and require new controls and SLAs to be meaningful in production.
If you need a tactical to-do list this quarter, instrument AI features end-to-end, require vendor billing transparency, add quotas to contracts, and assign a cost owner for each AI workload. Small actions prevent enormous surprises.
From security and ops, adopt architecture-driven controls, map sensitive flows, demand FedRAMP or equivalent for public data, require explainability SLAs where decisions matter, and automate alerts tied to cost spikes and anomalous outputs.
Synthesis, measurement, economics, infrastructure, and security are no longer separate chapters. They're a single life cycle. Without clear ownership and operational primitives, innovation amplifies both upside and systemic risk.
That's it for today. We'll keep tracking how these threads evolve and where the real costs and controls land. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
AI News by Conjero.